MSCSports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with Randy Gatula.
He's out in Hastings, Nebraska. He's over on sister station, KTNC tonight, following the Fall City Sacred Heart Irish. I am at the Eagles' Nest in Johnson, Nebraska, home of the Johnson Brock Eagles. One win away from a state tournament appearance for the second consecutive year in Class D1. Tonight, Johnson Brock comes in here ranked fourth in the state. They are 21-2 on the year. They are taking on the Bancroft Rosalie Panthers, a team that is 16-6 on the season, but unranked. The winner tonight goes on to the state tournament. The team that comes up on the short side of the scoreboard tonight, their season comes to an end. We've used up our wild cards to get to this point. Bancroft Rosalie, in fact, one of the wild card teams that is playing in this game. They lost in the sub-district finals, and they will be playing here against Johnson Brock tonight. Our title sponsor for the action tonight, Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska for parts, sales, and service. Also serving you from five locations in Northeast Kansas. Bancroft Rosalie, as we said, they are 16-6 on the year for Coach Rod Peters. They were defeated in the sub-district by Pender, 51-19, Pender, one of those good teams. The one thing I look at on their record, of their 16 wins, only five of them are against teams that have a winning record on the season. So you look at that and you go, well, okay, what does that mean? I don't know. It may not mean a thing. You just never know. It's basketball. The ball goes different ways, does funny things. You just never know. Johnson Brock, they won their sub-district, the wins over Lincoln Lutheran and Del Rodell. They had a 17-game winning streak. They lost their first game of the year to Class C1 Lincoln Christian, then reeled off 17 in a row to the conference finals, in which they lost in overtime to Fall City Sacred Heart. Since that time, they have won four straight, find themselves back here in the district finals tonight at home at the Eagles Nest in Johnson. This is the district finals we set, so I think we're going to have a little more festivity tonight. I think we'll probably introduce all of the non-starters and such, just like we do at the state tournament. We'll see what happens with that. Johnson Brock, and I shouldn't get ahead of myself here, but I will. If they win tonight, they will move on to the state tournament. They would play in Class D1. They will start on Wednesday of next week, and we'll see what happens with that. The 29th would be the first game for that Thursday. Actually, D1 girls would play Thursday. Excuse me, I got backed them up wrong. So, right now, we're going to take a 2-minute timeout, then we will come back. We will give you starters and get this thing underway. It's Bancroft Rosalie at Johnson Brock, the D1 district final in girls basketball. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineups that will be coming up after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
As a healthcare center, we treat all kinds of illness. But the first step in good health is prevention of disease. Nutrition, diet, and exercise play an important role, but sometimes they're not enough. Watch your body's warning signs. If you notice a change in your health, call us. We have the expertise to address any issue before it becomes a concern.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we are back here at Johnson, just wrapping up here the national anthem played by the Johnson Brock Pep Band here. The local American Legion Club presents the colors of the ball games, and they are marching off the floor right now. And we'll get things going underway here tonight at Johnson Brock High School. So, now we're ready. We'll get things going here. Let's take a look at the starting lineup tonight. For the visitors, for Bancroft, Rosalie, and head coach Rod Peters. I know four of the starters. If you weren't sure about the fifth starter tonight, it's going to be in the starting lineup for the Panthers tonight. A 5'6" sophomore, Kennedy McLean, who averages 5.7 points per game. McKenna James, a 5'5" junior, she averages on the season. Well, I don't have her 5.7 as well. Addison James is a 5'4" junior, she averages 9 points per game. And Tyrese Morris is a 5'8" junior. Tyrese averaging 7 points a game. And the other two players that may start, we'll find out. Bailey Murphy is a 5'7 freshman. She averages 4.3 a game. Or the other starter could be Samarin Dick. Samarin is a senior, 5'4", and she comes in the game averaging 14.6 per contest on the season. I did have it mixed up. D2 would play on Wednesday. D1, Johnson Brock wins. They would play on Thursday in the opening round of the state tournament. So we'll not get too far ahead of ourselves here. We'll talk more about that later on. Johnson Brock, they made it to the state tournament last year. They lost the first round to Hardington Cedar Catholic. Bancroft Rosalie, they've not been there at the state tournament. Well, actually, they made it as Bancroft Rosalie Lions Decatur last year. Lost to Heartbreaker in the first round, 33-22. Actually, it was 2022 they made it. Bancroft Rosalie without Lions Decatur. They were last there in 2014. So we're ready to go. Step into the center circle. Therese Morris. And the tip is controlled by Johnson Brock. The Eagles right to left toward the south bucket here in the first half of tonight's ball game. They play around the 2-3 zone, playing catch with it. Out top, Brooklyn Barron over to the left side. Brooklyn Barron is a 5'8" junior. She'll take the ball around the perimeter. They throw it over now to Chloe Weiss. Weiss had the ball stripped away. Ball still loose and picked up in the front court by the Panthers. Down the right side, it goes to Tyrese Morris. Out for a three ball, up off the mark. No good, put up there by Samarin Dick, who is starting. And the rebound coming down to Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Oh, Brooklyn Barron is a 5'8" junior. Natalie Knippelmeyer, 5'8" senior. Now the ball to Chloe Weiss, a 5'6" junior. Back to Brooklyn Barron. Taryn Ottman, a 5'11" junior, the leading scorer for Johnson Brock. Chloe Weiss, a 5'6" junior, and Brooklyn Buckmeyer, a 5'8" junior. Into the paint on the right side of the lane, traveling the call by the official underneath. Johnson Brock thought there might have been a foul there, but traveling call before the shot got put in the air. The Johnson Brock showing a 2-2-1 full court press here, and the ball comes up the floor, throwing it across the floor now. Addison James. James with it. Passes off now to McKenna James. We got two Jameses in there to start the ball game. Johnson Brock zoned up at the moment. To the free throw line, the pass knocked away, stolen by Chloe Weiss. Taken back, and now it's going to be a layup at the other end. No good by Kennedy McLean. They missed the rebound brought down by Ottoman for Johnson Brock. Drive into the lane, Brooklyn Barrett, and we've got a foul. That'll be called here on the Panthers, and free throws coming for Johnson Brock. Again, if you're just as we were here last night, we sit across from the scorer's table. So that is Tyrese Morris with the first foul of the ball game here tonight. So we have to wait for him to post the fouls up before we know who they are. The first free throw on the way for Brooklyn Barons did not go through. Brooklyn on the year, 65.4% of the line, and could not come up with either one of them this time. Little early nerves for Hatch. Throw it over the top of the defense to Kyrese Morris. She loses her bounce, passes the ball away to Addison James. Down in the left corner with a dribble and a drive, McKenna James cut off, and she'll get the ball up to Sammer and Dick. Dick dribbles out top in the midcourt circle, all the way to the right side with the pass now. And now a bounce pass into Kyrese Morris. Back out, tipped away, and the ball is knocked away out of bounds off of Brooklyn Barron for Johnson Brock. 5:50 to go. No score here early on. Both teams can't get the ball in the hole just yet. Looking at it from outside, driving his Dick off the glass, off the rim. It won't go. Scramble for the rebound. He's going to say it's off the hands of Brooklyn Buckmeyer. He was kind of tangled up there with Tyrese Morris, a 5'8 junior. Bring it into the right side, and the ball thrown right back to the inbounder, stolen away by Johnson Brock, taken away. Up the floor with it comes Buckmeyer, and the other end, another turnover, this time by Johnson Brock. But it really looks like both terms are just a few nerves at the moment. Got to get things settled down here. We played 2.5 minutes. Johnson Brock putting on that press. A throw over the top, and it's knocked away by Ottoman. Stolen, saved in, and then throw it back into Ottoman. Karen will get the steal, and she'll come the other way through the midcourt circle off to Weiss. Johnson Brock toward the south bucket. Ottoman takes the pass. Back out it goes. Now a screen and a three ball from the corner. Up, no good there by Natalie Knippelmeyer. Fight for the rebound. Johnson Brock had it, lost it, then tried to get it back, and a foul will be called on the Eagles here. This foul on Johnson Brock will go on Brooklyn Buckmeyer, her first of the ball game. So one team foul apiece here early on in this first quarter. 5:08 to play. Bring the ball in now to Bailey Murphy, a 5'7 freshman. She was one of the possible starters. Coach mentioned before the game, he's going to wait and see how things went in the warm-ups. Could be a little bit of an injury issue, you never know. Here's a fake shot, now a three ball up from the left side wing, and good. Timmy McLean with a three-pointer, and it is 3-0. The Panthers have the lead. In the backcourt, Ottoman ahead, now to Knippelmeyer. Contact, no whistle, out top, Ottoman for the answer. Very good for the top. Karen Ottoman with the triple, and we are tied up at 3 apiece in the first quarter. In the backcourt with it, McKenna James pushes the ball up the floor. Right side with it to Murphy. Drives, turns around, throws it, stolen away by Ottoman again. Ottoman with another steal, drives up. Barron's left-hand layup, left side up, ain't good. Johnson Brock takes the lead now, 5-3. The assist also that time to Ottoman. She's having a good first quarter here. And at the other end, two-pointer up for good, a long one for Kyrie Morris. And we're tied up at 5 apiece. Once they got one in the bucket, they're all going in for both teams now. The other way, Brooklyn Barons finds a hole all the way to the up basket. It rolls off. Won't go on the layup attempt with the left hand, but she's fouled. And a foul is going to be called on, oh, it's Tyrese Morris. It is. That's number 2. And it is. The 5'8 junior picks up her second foul. And at the free throw line, Brooklyn Barons. 2 points in the ball game, missed a pair early. It's on the way up, and he pushed that one home. And Johnson Brock reclaims the lead now 6-5. Into the game, J.S. Snyder, a 5'9 sophomore. So one more coming, sitting down, of course, Tyrese Morris. Out of the game for Johnson Brock is Brooklyn Buckmeyer. The free throw is good, and the lead is now 6-5, 7-5 for Johnson Brock. At the other end we go. Layup attempt no good by Bailey Murphy. Rebound comes down to Autumn, knocked away from behind. Murphy saved in, and it's picked up by Daly Pelican, the freshman, and she's called for charge. Pelican headed for the bucket, threw the pass off, and gets called for the charge. She's an aggressive player. You don't want to get her out of that. Does a good job off the bench for Johnson Brock. So the ball comes in now to McKenna James. James will pass it up the right side for Bailey Murphy. Double team there. Throw the ball up the floor, and it goes to the Johnson Brock bench out of bounds. Another turnover by the Panthers of Bancroft Rosalie. Inbounding for Johnson Brock in front of their bench will be Natalie Kniffelmeyer. She'll get the ball in. Taryn Ottoman brings it up the floor. Swing it left side. Brooklyn and Barron back out now. Ottoman. Left side of the circle. Over it goes. Pelican three ball on the rim. Won't go. Barron's had it. Got it back. Scrambling. Gets the ball. Pushed out of there to Pelican. Pelican over the right side for Kniffelmeyer for three. Too strong. Rebound. Ottoman up. Won't go again. And the rebound grabbed up by Jaya Snyder. So the Eagles. Here's a steal by Ottoman again. Taking it in. One on two. She is sandwiched between two Panther players and will go to the line to shoot two. This time the foul will go on the Panthers. Let's see who they got. Going to be McKenna James, it looks like. No, number three, not five. That's on Bailey Murphy, her first. Ottoman free throw up, too strong, no good. She'll have another one there. She has 3-4 for Brooklyn Barons for Johnson Brock. 2:51 to go. First period, 7-5 Eagle lead. Number four ranked team, class D1. Up and off the back, no. Rebound, saved, no, taken away. It was saved in by the Panthers. They rolled to Johnson Brock. They couldn't hang on to it. Alternating possession goes to the Panthers. Wonder if the ball got greased up before we started. Man, it's hard to hold on to that thing here so far for both teams. Bringing it in, McKenna James. Now on the right side, Murphy throws to the middle with it for McKenna James again. Cross court. Give it to Kendra Baudette. He just checked into the game. Now a pass down on the right side, driving in, up and good. Two-pointer from the right side for McKenna James. We are now tied for the third time at 7-all. Pelican with it, drives to the rim, up, and no, but a whistle and a foul. It'll be D.C. Pelican at the line to shoot two here. Bancroft Rosalie foul this time. The Pelican will go to the line, freshman. Foul is on Jaya Snyder, her first, team foul number four of the quarter. Free throw up, swishes it home, does Daisy Pelican. Daisy at the line on the year, coming in here, shooting 47% of the line, couldn't connect that time, and the rebound comes down to the Panthers, and coming up the floor with it will be some Cameron Dick. And at the other end, we've got a shot up, a shot in. And was that a three-pointer? The girl can't think. Well, they're having a big celebration. It went to nine. It was a two-pointer. I have a look at the scoreboard. The foul is called on Daly Pelican, her second, team foul number three of the quarter. The bucket was good. It's now 9-8 and make it 10-8. As the bucket good for Samron Dick and a three-point play. And now we have a lead of 10-7 for Bancroft Rosalie in the paint. Shot up and a foul. Natalie Kniffelmeyer. And no foul. Traveling, is that what he called? Timeout, Johnson Brock. Coach Nick Lackington wants to talk to us over. 10-8, Bancroft Rosalie with a lead. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repairs? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Minute 59 left in the first quarter. It's Bancroft Rosalie 10, Johnson Brock 8. 3-point play put Bancroft Rosalie in the lead for the first time tonight. Johnson Brock took the timeout. Eagles just have a little trouble getting the ball controlled. They are getting into the paint. That's the good news. They haven't been able to connect consistently in there. Panther ball. It will come in to Sammer and Dick. She'll bring it up the floor. On the right side, pass across to Kendra Baudet. Now she'll give the ball up to McKenna James. They play catch. They go to the high post with it to Schneider. Back out, and a shot of the way off the rim. No good by Dick. Rebound brought down, put back up. No good by Morris, rather by Schneider. And now the rebound to the Eagles. Ottoman brings it out of there for Johnson Brock. To the front, Chloe Weiss back in the ballgame now. Passes off to Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Her outlet pass knocked away, nearly stolen by the Panthers. Recovered by Johnson Brock. Now the bounce pass. Taken. I'll tell you what. McKenna James is a pest on defense, and they are got quick hands. And now Samron Dick, long two-pointer, no good. They save it in again. Loose ball picked up, controlled now by Bailey Murphy. Get the ball, Murphy, back out top. Now McKenna James, and they throw it away again. I'm glad I'm not keeping track of turnovers. I'd be marking things down all the time here. So we've got a sub in for the Panthers, checking in Addison James. She started the game. Sitting down will be McKenna James. Also into the ball game is going to be Kennedy McClain, back in the ball game as well. All right, Eagle ball front for Ottoman on the left wing. Back out it goes now, right back now into Ottoman. On the left side, up strong. Nice drop step and a move. Ottoman with her second basket. And it's a 10-10 ball game, our fourth tie of the first quarter. Pass set by Barron, controlled by the Panthers with 32 seconds to go in the quarter. McLean with it to the high post, cross court now down low with it. Bailey Murphy passes back out, and it's tipped out of bounds by Natalie Knippelmeyer of Johnson Brock. Into the game once again, Samron Dick for the Panthers. She is the leading scorer at 14.6 per game. And she threw a pass. I don't know if she was thinking somebody was going to cut off the baseline back up or from near midcourt down. The ball went right into the Johnson Brock bench. So Samron Dick will sit down, replacing the lineup by Bailey Murphy, a 5'7 freshman. 20 seconds for the Eagles to work it up the floor. With it will be Brooklyn Behrens. Picked up her dribble off the right side. Knippelmeyer back to Brooklyn. Doubling up on the inside on Ottoman. They play in front of her and behind her. And now a drive down and ball knocked loose. Barron had it. Now a throw up off the glass. No good before the buzzer. Kind of a desperation heave there by Natalie Knippelmeyer. After one, Johnson Brock 10, Bancroft Rosalie 10. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska. Nebraska.
Nemaha County Hospital extends a heartfelt salute to our incredible FFA chapters. We recognize that your hard work and dedication helps fulfill the mission of the Blue Jacket. You certainly inspire us all. As your proud community healthcare partner, thank you for cultivating leadership, growth, and service in our communities.
Sunny 101.3.
It's John DeBrock basketball to start the second quarter. You're listening to the Eagles tonight on Sunny 101.3 KLZA, Fall City in Johnson. John Nixon with you here up on the second level. A great view of the ball game here at Johnson Brock at the Eagles Nest. Take the ball into Ottoman, tipped away. Good defense there. Back in the ball game with two fouls is Therese Morris. And now she gets the ball, heads down the lane with the right hand up and good. Morris with the bucket, puts her team back in 12-10. Up the floor, Chloe Weiss passes off, gets it right back. Drives down the right side. Barron's left hand three ball, right side wing up, no good. Rebound grabbed up there and controlled by Addison James. She'll get the ball away. A long pass up the floor and a set shot from 15 feet. No good. Put up there by McLean. Rebound brought down by the Panthers. Throw it into the middle and it's Sharon. Slapped it away. The ball hit the baseline out of bounds. Out of the game will go Brooklyn and Buckmeyer. Into the game once again. Daly Pelican for Johnson Brock. Freshman has two fouls. The ball lobbed in now. James with the catch. Now she moves to the paint, dribbles it down, passes off, and a layup good for Kennedy McLean. She's got five in the game, and the lead is now four for the Panthers. To the front, traveling called against Johnson Brock. The Eagles just aren't settled down yet. They're doing some good things, but ball handling right now out top. And I'll give the Panthers credit. They are pesky on defense. Quick hands. Here's another. Talking about quick hands. Here's Daly Pelican with a leap and a knock away as the ball is thrown into the front court. And now brought in with it. Addison James dribbles to the left side. Lobs it inside there for Morris. Pass underneath. Knocked loose and picked up by Ottoman. Ottoman up the floor with a left hand to Pelican. Into the paint she goes. Had it knocked away. Went right between the legs of a Panther player. Picked up by Chloe Weiss. 2-3 zone here by the Panthers at the moment. Through the middle goes Weiss, and we've got a reach-in foul called on the Panthers. That's going to be a 4 or 5, Mr. Official. He's facing the other way, so I can't tell you. It's on number 4, Kennedy McLean, her first foul of the quarter. Bounce pass in. Pelican out top, Ottoman, and a three ball from the top. It comes down. Natalie Knippelmeyer on the board, and we got a one-point ball game. 14-13, the lead to the Panthers at the moment. Here's the ball. Pelican knocks it away. The race is on. She's chasing it. The Panthers are chasing. The Panthers got it. Good hustle back by Jane. Pushing the other way. Driving in, blocked by Ottoman. Comes down, oh, a lucky break there for the Panthers. The blocked shot came down to Morris, and she was able to flip it up and into the basket. Ottoman for three at the other end. Guess what? It went in again. Good job there. And now pass, too tall, but it finds its way to a Panther, and a shot on the baseline. No good. And it will belong to Johnson Brock. It is quick pace. Back and forth we go. A lot of defense can make a basketball game look not very pretty sometimes. That's kind of where we're at right now. The girls are going hard at it. A lot of hustle. A lot of effort. But that effort on defense can make the offense look like it's struggling sometimes. Here we go. 16 apiece at the time. Johnson Brock nearly lost. Now it's Weiss. Weiss moving up the floor in the game for the Eagles. Is Laney Knippelmeyer. Throw up from the outside. Ottoman no good. Coming down with it is the freshman, Bailey Murphy. Murphy will pass the ball away. Now gets it back to the front court. She'll give it off on the right side wing. Now to James. McKenna James back to Murphy. Cut off by Ottoman. Throw to the middle. In there to Morris. Pass across the lane with the bounce. And now out for a three ball. High off the glass. No good. That was a ball off-mark shot by Addison James. Another rebound for Ottoman. But in the paint, gets the pass from down low, up and in. Double figures now for Tarrant Ottoman. Johnson Brock reclaims the lead, 18-16. Here we go. The other end shot up. No follow shot. No good. Ottoman with another rebound after the Murphy miss. Well, we were 16 all. Now it's 18-16. Johnson Brock to the front court. Brooklyn Barron gets the ball away on the left side. Knippelmeyer is back in. They play catch. Now left side, Chloe Bice on the elbow. Cross court, Barron's on the right side, down the lane, and stripped of the ball, taken away by Addison James. She'll cross midcourt and stop there. And a ball knocked loose by Bice, and it goes down, and Bice ends up with a steal, throws it ahead to Barron. Can she catch it? She does. Saves it back. Three-pointer. Oh, a lot of contact. Oh, my goodness. Knippelmeyer really contacted, missed a shot. Here's a steal by the Eagles. Barron knocked to the floor, and the Panthers got possession, and they call a timeout. And the Johnson Brock fans, the coaches, not very happy at the moment. Timeout, 3:48 to go in the half, back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
This is Sunny 101.3.
District finals tonight here at Johnson. It's 18-16. Johnson Brock, 3:48 to go in the first half. Out at Hastings on KTNC, our sister station, after one. Dundee County Stratton leading Fall City Sacred Heart Girls 15-14 after one period out there. Randy Gatula out at Hastings tonight. We'll be back here tomorrow night for boys district final. Johnson Brock and bank and taking on Elmwood Murdoch. Pass into the right block. Murphy kicks it back out of there to Beaudette. And now around the perimeter, back out to the top with it. Samron Dick back in the ballgame. Has it between the circles. They play catch against the Johnson Brock zone. A long one up and down. Three ball for Kendra Beaudette. She puts her team back ahead, 19-18. Third lead change of the game. Barron's in the paint, floats it, left-hander won't go. Rebound loose, goes to the corner, picked up there by Knippelmeyer. Back down it goes to Barron's, and now back out to Bice, in the paint, down the lane, up off the glass, it won't go. She ends up with her own rebound, three ball, Knippelmeyer off the mark, no, rebound, Ottoman put back, no, but a whistle and a foul. Here, Ottoman going to the line to shoot two more. Foul on the Panthers here. Johnson Brock, boy, I tell you what, if they can hit some shots inside, they'd be ahead 7 or 8 points here. Foul is on Bailey Murphy, her second. Second foul of the quarter on the Panthers. Taryn Ottoman, free throw up and good. Taryn on the season at the free throw line, 76%. She gets her quite often. Second one up, rattles around, won't go. Rebound, scramble. It ends up in the hands of Brooklyn Barron. Back out to the top, Ottoman. Straight out front, three ball. It's up, it's down. Ottoman hits the three ball. He now has 14 in the game after the 19-19 tie. Now it's a shot at the other end. Up, no good. And the rebound to Laney Knippelmeyer. So now Johnson Brock up 22-19. Ottoman to the front court off of Knippelmeyer. Down to Bice in the left corner, and a foul. That foul will be called on McKinnon James. I'd really like it for myself when there's just one girl there, and only one that could commit the foul. That's what happened that time. So, the foul on the Panthers, their third of the quarter. Johnson Brock will inbound. Brooklyn Buckmeyer to trigger from the baseline, or excuse me, from the sideline. Ottoman to Buckmeyer. Gives it out top. Barron's. Back to Buckmeyer, back to Barron's, down the lane she goes. There's that floater up, it won't go. Rebound finds its way out to Buckmeyer. Deep goes to Autumn. The pass stolen away. Driving up is Baudette. Pass for shot rejected. Hustling back, Natalie Knippelmeyer with the block, and it goes off the Panthers out of bounds. Johnson Brock basketball here. Full court pressure comes up in a hurry. Now a throw to the front to Ottoman. Barron will wait and give it to Brooklyn Behrens. Minute 50 to go in the half. Behrens over to the right side. Now Buckmeyer down in the corner to Knippelmeyer. And a long two. Just good for Buckmeyer. Brooklyn, their first two of the game. It's a 5-point lead for Johnson Brock, their biggest lead of the ball game. At the other end, a drive through the middle by Dick. Samron Dick can't connect, and the rebound is picked up by Knippelmeyer. Up the floor with the ball. It's going to be Buckmeyer, and a reach in and a held ball will go to the Panthers. They end up on the deck. This Panther team is aggressive on the defense. They think every ball is theirs. Whether it's being passed or their team stands and holds it, they want to go after it. Into the game, McKenna James again for the Panthers. She checks in there in place of Kendra Baudette. And now inbounding is Samron Dick in front of her bench. She'll bring it in there for Addison James to the high post with it to J.S. Schneider is back in there. Schneider to the top with the pass and now over to Dick. Left side works to the middle. Keeps the dribble and her pass tipped away by Weiss right back to her. Thought about a triple, didn't take it. J.S. Schneider with it. Back to Dick, back to Schneider. Down in the corner for three. It's up way strong that time. No good by the Panthers, McKenna James. And the loose ball rebound ricochets off of the Eagles out of bounds. 53.8 seconds left in the first half. 5-point Eagle lead. Holding, holding, looking. Take the ball out top. And now a pass is tipped by Brooklyn Behrens out of bounds. Panther basketball. Johnson Brock crowd not happy about that. Right in front of the student section. Coach Lucas Dollinghouse, the boys coach, down there says, hold it, boys, girls. he's given the tape sign. Inside out, he goes to Dick on the right side, drives the baseline, and she dribbled it off her leg out of bounds. The defense tried to cut her off on the baseline. Eagle ball with 43.7 seconds left in the first half. The Panthers showing full court pressure here. Triggering in will be Brooklyn Buckmeyer. She'll bring it in to Brooklyn Behrens. Back to Buckmeyer. Holds it, hooks. Comes ahead to Ottoman. Still in the backcourt. Now dribbles across. There comes the defense with double team. She gets the ball away to Weiss. Double teamed on the midcourt stripe. Gets it away to Behrens. Brooklyn with 27 seconds. Now the Panthers fall back into zone. Playing the inside, Laney Knippelmeyer for Johnson Brock. High post is Ottoman. Now take the ball to the right side. Weiss with it. Back out to the top now. Brooklyn Behrens will put on the clock. Back to Weiss. Back to Behrens. Inside Ottoman. Now back for three. It's up and on the rim. It won't go. Behrens had the rebound. We've got a whistle. We got a foul on the floor. The official heads the other way. It's going to be on the Panthers. So Johnson Brock will have 2.6 seconds to go here. A foul on Kennedy McClain, her second, team foul number four of the half. Weiss into Behrens, out top. They don't have a time is left. Shot is blocked. Weiss knew they got it to her in the corner. And that ends the half with a 5-point lead for Johnson Brock, 24-19. The Eagles outscore the Panthers in the second quarter, 14-9. We'll take a 2-minute break. We'll be back with a halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College. That's after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock Risk Protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Hi, this is Marcus with Heller Martial Arts. In addition to our taekwondo, kickboxing, and Krav Maga courses, we also offer self-defense seminars for your business or group. Seminars can be tailored to your needs, and we can do them on location. You can also have your next birthday party at our location. Let us host and entertain with games, activities, and board breaks. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Our halftime report is brought to you by Highland Community College, HCC, close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Halftime scoring here at Johnson. Brock finds the Eagles, ranked number 4 in Class D1, leading 24-19. We had 1, 2, 3, 4. We had 6 ties and 3 lead changes in the first quarter, or first half, a nice ball game. For Bancroft Rosalie, Tyrese Morris has 6 points. Samron Dick has 3. 2 for McKenna James, 5 for Kennedy McLean, and 3 for Kendra Baudette. They have a couple of 3-pointers in the ball game. They are 1-for-1 at the free throw line in the first half. Foul trouble, 2 apiece on Tyrese Morris, Kennedy McLean, and Bailey Murphy. For the Panthers, they played a very aggressive defense in the first half. For Johnson Brock in the first half, leading the way as you might expect, Taren Hodeman. The 5'11 junior has 14 points in the first half of tonight's ballgame. 14 for her. That includes 3 3-pointers in the first half. It's 4 for Brooklyn Barons, 1 for Daly Pelican, 3 for Nalika Nippelmeyer, and 2 for Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Johnson Brock, just 4 out of 10 at the free throw line in the first half here tonight. Fouls, Daly Pelican with 2. Nobody else with more than 1. Johnson Brock did not commit a foul in that second quarter. It was 10-10 after 1, and Johnson Brock outscored the Bancroft Rosalie 14-9 in period number 2. They lead at halftime 24-19. In the game over on our sister station, KTNC, right now out at Hastings, it is number 2 seed, Fall City Sacred Heart District, trailing at halftime, leading at halftime, over Dundee County Stratton, 29-28. The Irish trail by 1 after 1. Now they lead by 1 at halftime. We'll take a 2-minute break, then we'll hear the weather and hear more of our sponsors. We'll be back with the second half action coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Frontier Bank is proud to continue the tradition of the Centennial Scholarship Program that was established by the former Richardson County Bank and Trust Company in 1980 when the bank observed its 100th anniversary. 2 $1,750 scholarships, one in business and one in agricultural, are awarded annually to outstanding students who have graduated from the Richardson County High School and are furthering their education at a four-year college. 2024 senior students, see your school counselor for application. You are the leaders of tomorrow. Frontier Bank, member FDIC.
Farmland City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farmland City Supply,
We take good care of you.
Farman City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows dip down to about 29 tonight under mainly clear skies. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 65 tomorrow. Bright sunshine. Lows around 36 tomorrow night. Clear skies. Bright sunshine expected Sunday with daytime highs approaching 70. 76 Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Life moves fast, and so does F&M Bank. Have you downloaded our convenient mobile banking app? With our app, F&M Bank is now in your pocket with 24/7 access anytime, anywhere. Check balances, transfer funds, and even pay bills with just a tap. F&M Bank's mobile app transforms banking into a seamless experience. Download the F&M Bank app today and take charge of your finances while experiencing banking at your fingertips. Because your time is precious, and so is your money. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Den has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Den's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here to Johnson Brock, the Eagles Nest, the home of the Johnson Brock Eagles. It's the district finals in Class D1. Johnson Brock ranked number four, seeded number four in this district in the pairings. They have a 5-point lead at halftime, 24-19. Our halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College. HCC is close to home yet far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. The Eagles are on the bench talking it over with Coach Mitchell Atkinson. The Panthers, they just finished their warm-up layup line. Now they're headed over to visit with Coach Ron Peters. Panthers 16-6. The Eagles 21-2 on the season. Good crowd here. We'll be right back here tomorrow night. The Johnson Brock boys in the district final. They are playing Elmwood Murdoch tomorrow night. Tip off at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock tip off tomorrow night. Join us for that here on Sunny 101.3. Then next Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock, it will be Auburn boys district basketball finals. They are in action Tuesday night out at Seward. Randy Gatula will have that action for you coming up on a Tuesday night in that boys' district final. So that's what's coming up here the next few days. Then hopefully it's girls' state tournament action next week. All right, Eagle basketball. They go left to right toward the north bucket here in the second half tonight. Chloe Weiss out top off to Barron. They play catch. Weiss looks right side. Barron down in the corner to Buckmeyer. Back out to the top. Barron will move over to the left side. Pass down to the wing. Weiss steps in. Back out with the pass. Bobbled by Natalie Knippelmeyer. Now to Weiss again. Ottoman in the post. She's got a defender in front of her. One beside her in this zone. Play here by the Panthers. Brooklyn Barron's out top. The Eagles need her to get hot, for one thing, the outside. That would be a big help, or anybody else for that matter, but Barron's one that can really do it. Here's a pass, and now out top, Barron's with a drive around, and right hand off the glass, no. She tipped it, controlled, and brought down by Kennedy McLean. Throw the ball ahead to McKenna James, cross court now to Samarin Dick, the point guard, for the most part. For the Panther, here's a drive across the baseline and a throw out to the top. Now to McLean again. Back to Dick. Now Dick drives the paint up off the glass and straight out front. It's good. Nice shot. She's got five, and the lead is now 24-21. Here's a three ball up and off the mark. No good that time by Kniffelmeyer. Rebound to Dick. And back for the Panthers. Layup is good. They beat Johnson Brock back. Addison James with the bucket. It's a one-point ball game, 24-23. Johnson Brock beat back defensively. That doesn't happen a lot. Weiss dribbles across midcourt in the corner. Double team, and the ball slapped at, and it goes off her leg out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Panthers. 6-12 to go in the third. They could take the lead with a hoop this time. Up the floor they come. Bounce pass in, now back out. Samarin Dick has it again on the left side. Bounce pass inside there for Tyree Morris. Scoops it with the left hand. No Ottoman with the rebound for Johnson Brock. Ottoman to Brooklyn Barons. To the front court comes the Johnson Brock Jr. off the left side. Buckmeyer, left side with it. Now inside pass. Taken away from Kniffelmeyer. Now here come the Panthers the other way. And Weiss reaches in and grabs it. Held ball will stay on the Panther end this time. Good job by Chloe Weiss to get a hold of that basketball. Stop the play. Now they'll inbound from the baseline. Dick the trigger. Johnson Brock zoned up here. And now a drive into the paint. Cut off is James back out. Dick for three. It's up. She rattles it home. Samarin Dick hits the triple, and now the lead goes back to the Panthers, 26-24. And now we have a push foul at the other end. Very aggressive of the Panthers. Barron's ends up on the deck, tangled up there with one of the Panther players. The foul is on Addison James. Junior picks up her first. That's the first foul of the third quarter. Barron's to the right side. Off the left side, Buckmeyer. Back to Barron's. Left side with it. Working it around. And Kniffelmeyer now inside to Autumn. She's fouled from behind. Foul, I believe, is going to be... well, maybe a better way. Foul 14. Okay, that's what I thought. Addison James... her second, team foul number two. No, they put it on 25. Okay. Tyree Morris picks up her third. That is not on James. 26-24 at the 5:06 mark. Now the referees are conferring. And, yeah, Ottoman free throw. Good. 15 now for Taryn Ottoman. It's 26-25. Biggest lead of the ball game has been five for Johnson Brock. Free throw up, and we're tied at 26 apiece. And it comes up the floor, and we get a whistle and a foul as Johnson Brock is putting on some pressure. And the foul will be called on Natalie Kniffelmeyer, her first. First foul of the third quarter on the Eagles. 5 minutes to go in the third. Into Dick, driving, splits defenders, and lays it up. Good. Wow. That's a nice move by her, but that's not what the Eagles want to see. She's in double figures now with 10. Quickly, another foul as the Eagles are bringing the ball up the floor. Barron's will be fouled. Now, that is number two on Addison James, but she has two fouls. Team foul number three of this third quarter. The Eagles might get shoot some free throws here, but... they've not shot well, 4-for-10 in the first half. Driving in, losing the ball. It's loose, it's picked up. And here come the Panthers to the front. 2-on-1, 2-on-2, across the lane. Tipped away, Ottoman and four to Kniffelmeyer. Back there defensively, tipping that ball away. Now for the baseline, Samarin Dick brings it in, tried to get it right back to her. Brooklyn Behrens doing her best to convince the referee that she did not tip that ball out of bounds, but he said, no, I'm just watching, and you're only a foot and a half away. Bounce pass in, and is off the glass for two for McLean. She's got 7-20, make it 30. 30-26, the lead to Bancroft Rosalie. Panthers with the lead, Johnson Brock out top. They've only got 2 points here in the first 4 minutes of quarter number three. Barron down the right side, Ottoman on the left side. The ball tipped away, recovered by Johnson Brock. Now Buckmeyer goes inside for Ottoman. The girl in front of her defensively is Samarin Dick. She knocks it away. Jaya Schneider came back in there a couple moments ago in place of Tyrese Morris. But now Weiss inbound brings it in and taking the pass to Nippelmeyer. Back out now into the game is Daly Pelican for Johnson Brock. Driving in Weiss all the way across the lane. Passes it off. Behrens gets the ball away now to Nippelmeyer. And a grab. And the ball is going to be off Daly Pelican. Wow, they are letting them play. It's a very aggressive defense by both teams. And the officials are letting them play. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying they're letting them play. They're letting both teams play. And now here's a tip by Johnson Brock, but it gets through anyway. Bounce pass back out of the top. James in the paint. Through defenders. It rolls around, and it goes in. James with her second bucket. And the lead, the biggest of the game, for the Panthers, 32-26. Timeout. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Sunny 101.3.
32-26. Bancroft Rosalie is taking the lead from the Johnson Brock Eagles here with 3:21 to go in quarter number three. Timeout taken by the Eagles. I believe that's their second of the ball game. Full court pressure here by Bancroft Rosalie. Ball comes in. Behrens with it. Gets the ball ahead to Knippelmeyer. Up the team now. Up the floor now. Draws a crowd. Pelican left side vice. Back to Pelican. Over to Brooklyn Behrens. Swing it right side of the floor. Around the perimeter of the defense. Weiss tries to get in. Can't. Pelican to Behrens. Good job in the zone. A 2-3 zone. Into Ottoman. In the paint. Across the floor. And grabbing a basket. And it'll be 2 and a foul. The bucket is good for Brooklyn Behrens. She's got 6. She'll be looking for 7. The foul on McKenna James. Her second. Free throw up, in, and no good. Rebound picked up by Samarin Dick. Johnson Brock continues to struggle at the free throw line. At the other end, layup good at the other end. A 2-pointer for James again. And the lead is back up to 6. Here's Pelican on a drive and a layup in the right side. Good job getting around defender. Pelican with her first 2 past 3 points. All right, up the floor. Here come the Eagles on defense. Ottoman with the rebound off the miss by Samarin Dick. And then a foul on Bancroft Rosalie. Trying for that steal, Kennedy McLean, her third. And now the Eagles are going to shoot free throws. Taryn Ottoman going to the line. Taryn has made 2 of 6 at the line in the ballgame. She's a 76% free throw shooter. Unusual for her to miss that many. She gets set. She fires. It's up. It swishes home. Nothing but net there. Ottoman, 16 points. over half of the Johnson-Brock points so far in his game. In again, Bailey Murphy for the Panthers. Ottoman's free throw up, switches it again. And now it is a 2-point lead. And the Eagles, Chloe Bice, knocks it loose. And it will be Johnson-Brock ball at midcourt. Eagle basketball bringing it into Brooklyn Barons. Looking for a tie or a lead with a long one here. Johnson-Brock Ottoman made a couple, maybe three threes, I believe, in the first half. Barons out top, now to Pelican. Back to Barons. Think about loading one up, didn't. Now it's going to be a pass to the left side to Kim Nippelmeyer. Passes off, gets it right back. Coach Mitchell Atkinson up directing traffic. Minute 50 to go in the third, 34-32. Panthers lead by a deuce. Skip it over to Chloe Bice. Out top, Pelican passes off, gets it right back. Ottoman posted up, they get it to her, up and got it again. She got the defender on her back. 19, and now we're tied at 34. 19 for Pelican. 34-34. 1:23 to go. Barons went for the steal, came out empty. Chloe Bice followed up and will be whistled for her first foul of the game. Second foul of the quarter on Johnson-Brock. It will be the Panthers inbound right in front of their bench. Inbounding, Samarin Dick. The ball goes inside to Schneider. Kicks it out of there. Rebound, Ottoman again. Shot put up. Schneider couldn't get the rebound. Now ahead, throw it. Oh, and nobody looking. Ottoman was standing at the top of the key. Right behind her was Chloe Bice. And Natalie Knippelmeyer tossed it that way, and they both looked at it, thinking there was somebody going to somebody else. Minute to go in the third of a 34-all game. With the basketball, Addison James drives, shoots, no, but a foul. Should go to the line to shoot two. James will go to the line. 4 points in the ball game. First free throw opportunities. This foul will go on Natalie Knippelmeyer, her second, third foul of the quarter. Free throw up, in, out, and back in it goes. Right now, the Panthers are a perfect 2-for-2 at the line. They haven't had many opportunities. Second one coming here for the junior. It's all the way up and in and out. No. Rebound tipped. It'll end up in the hands of Knippelmeyer. To Barons and back to Bice. Chloe with 45 seconds to go in the corner. Cross court, Casey Pelican, Daly Pelican, excuse me. Swing the ball around. Play catch with it. 35-34. The lead to the Panthers. Bice moves in, double team, throws the ball through the defense, now into Ottoman, left side, left hand up and good. She's got 21. Jaya Schneider, a 5'9 sophomore, cannot stop her in there once they get her the ball. Johnson-Brock takes the lead back, 36-35. Now, Panthers with 10 seconds. Samarin Dick, midcourt circle, 6 on the clock, looking. Left side with him, McKenna James, back to Dick. A heave, and oh my goodness! 3 or 4 feet in front of the midcourt stripe. He gave it a heave, and it went straight in the hole. And the lead goes back to the Bancroft Rosalie Panthers, 38-36. They doubled up their score in the third quarter. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, and equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Bailey Pelican for three to start the third quarter for Johnson Brock. It won't go, and the ball caroms out of bounds on the near side. 38-36, here's the ball going for the steal as Johnson Brock came up empty. Leave the ball back now. The Panthers have it to Addison James. She plays catch with McKenna James. McKenna is a 5'6 sophomore, excuse me, a 5'5 junior, and a 5'4 junior. Three ball off the glass, no. James runs down her own miss, and now Adams lost it. Chloe Weiss ahead to Pelican, drives in, too strong. Tipped out of there by Knippelmeyer. It went back to Ottoman, and now we get a whistle and a foul. I believe here, yes we do, on the Panthers. First foul of the fourth quarter. Foul will go on McKenna James, her third. Eagle ball down by two, 7:13 to go in the third. High post with it is Behrens. Had it swiped at, nearly lost, and now it's out to Pelican again. To Weiss. Weiss drives in the paint, goes in. They got a hold of the basketball, and she could not get it elevated toward the hoop. And as the ball comes down in the hands of the Panthers, the outlet pass is knocked away, but it will be a foul on Johnson Brock. Brooklyn Behrens called for her first foul of the ball game. Johnson Brock, 2-2-1 pressure here. Full court pressure off the left side to Kennedy McLean. Now to Dick. Dick drives up with the left hand, followed it, hit it off her leg, got to the other hand, and now backs up to midcourt. With it, Sammer and Dick dribbles out top. Well, it's going to be close to a 5-second call. She's going to drive it all the way to the hole. It's up. It's good and a foul. She took it around the left side, got it all the way to the rim, able to throw it off the glass. Dick, that three ball from near midcourt, and now this one, on is a couple of lucky shots, but hey, so far they've racked up 5 points on two lucky shots. Free throw won't go. Rebound comes down to Natalie Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer with a three-pointer in the ball game off to Brooklyn Behrens. 6 points for her in a contest. 40-36. The Bancroft Rosalie Panthers with the lead. A shot up, new. Rebound brought down by Pelican. A push foul is called against Bancroft Rosalie. Three-quarter score out of Hastings. Sagan Hart really came out strong in the third quarter. After three, they lead Dundee County Stratton 50-33. It was 29-28 at halftime, the Irish leg. So it will be Eagle ball inbound, Ottoman, top of the key, cross court, now Pelican, right side, Vice for three from the elbow. Once on the rim, twice on the rim, the backboard in the end. Chloe Vice with her first points of the night, 40-39. Johnson Brock down by one. At the other end, McKenna James working the dribble. Now backing up, starts again. Mike out of the racing all time is Kyrese Morris. Cross court pass, this side is James. That's the left side of the floor as we look at it. Out top, Vice pressuring the defense. And back it in, McKenna James. Picked up her dribble. After it is the Eagle. It's on the floor. Held ball will stay with the Panthers. There is no shortage of effort by either team on defense in this contest. 5:20 left. 1 point lead for the Panthers. All right, inbounding the trigger person, McKenna James, the junior, the 5'5 junior. Goes back court there for Addison James. They look, they play catch out top. They look for a little rotation play. The ball goes to Morris, stolen by the Eagles. Brooklyn Barons up the floor. 2-on-4, they will wait. Now give the ball off, and Pelican going to drive in, cut off, back out, and we can Empire. Thought about a three, got cut off. Good defense there by McLean. Now it will be Chloe Weiss. Left side with the ball again is Knippelmeyer. Weiss to Pelican. Back to Weiss between the circles. Panthers get out on the shooter. Then Pelican for three on the rim. No. Rebound grabbed up by McKenna James. James wheels out to the base on the sideline. He's going all the way to the hole. It's up. It's no good. Rebound. Strapping. Three or four players had a chance. It is Ottoman with the rebound. Double-double for her. Ahead and a layup at the other end. And a foul. The two-pointer good for Daly Pelican, the freshman. She is fouled and will go to the line. The Eagles retake the lead 41-40. 4:18 to go here in quarter number four. Foul is called on Bailey Murphy, her third. Second foul, third foul of this fourth quarter on Bancroft Rosalie. 4:18 left in the ballgame. Pelican's free throw up, and it's good. I think she was going to get another one anyway, because I think one of the Bancroft Rosalie players stepped in too soon. 42-40. Johnson Brock with the lead now. To the front court we go. James to James against the defense of Johnson Brock, which has been stout. A weave out top. Coming to this side, Sammer and Dick. James to James down the lane. Blocked away by Natalie Knippelmeyer. Johnson Brock on the run the other way. Ottoman back to Knippelmeyer. Up the floor with it. Barron's left side to Daly Pelican. 2-point Johnson Brock lead. 3:44 and counting down here in a ball game. We have had, I don't know, 7 lead changes so far in a ball game. 8 or 9 ties. Here's a shot up for long range. No good by Buckmeyer. Rebound, and as they come out with it, it will be Samron Dick. As she turns the corner, she's going to be fouled on Natalie Knippelmeyer, who picks up her third foul and the team's third foul of this fourth quarter. 3:30 left. Throw it to the front court. Tyrese Morris driving up into the paint. Spins out of there. Back out. He goes to Samron Dick. Dick drives, looking, moves left to right in the free throw circle. Out on the left side, she gets it right back now. Holds the ball, dribbles back to the middle. Johnson Brock switched up into a man-to-man defense here. No more zone. Pass down low. Touched by Johnson Brock. Bailey Murphy couldn't come down with it. It goes off the hands of an Eagle player on the far side. I believe, not sure if that was Buckmeyer or Knippelmeyer. They got a finger on it. So from the baseline, inbounding are the Panthers. They look in the middle, and it's knocked away by Buckmeyer, but recovered by Addison James. A throw to the middle, inside to Dick, backing in, up and down, the timeout called. Dick with the two has 17. We're tied at 42. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
We are tied for the 9th time in this ball game to go along with 7 lead changes here at the Eagles Nest in Johnson tonight. 42 apiece, 2:55 to go. The winner going to the state tournament next week in Lincoln. Cross court, Chloe Weiss with it. Ottoman has been shut down here in the fourth quarter. She's on the post. Down on the right side now, a dribble and a drive by Buckmeyer goes across, and her pass, she ends up on the deck. Out of bounds, her pass stolen, and here come the Panthers with the basketball, looking for the lead again. And the ball off. Addison James directing traffic. Guarded by Chloe Weiss. Goes into a double team, and she traveled with it. Basically, she lost the ball. It went up in the air, and it came back to her. You cannot pass the ball to yourself. It went up in the air, and she came right back down to her. So it's traveling, and the Eagles get it with 2:18 to go in quarter number four. Brooklyn Barons to the top. It's not supposed to be easy this time of the year, and it is not in this one. Out top, Pelican with 2:04 and counting. They play catch, Vice into Ottoman. Took too long to get there. Stolen away by McKenna James. Out of there to Sammer and Dick. Guarded, and now it's thrown ahead. She got away from three Eagles, and now over on the right side block, it goes to McBain. Back to Dick. 1:44 to play in a tie ball game. Driving in, a lot of contact. Throw it up and off the glass for two. That is Addison James. She's got seven. And the lead again to Bancroft Rosalie. 90 seconds to go. 44-42. Brooklyn Barons with it. Not scored since the third quarter. Ottoman has not scored here in the fourth quarter for Johnson Brock. They're having trouble getting her the ball. Vice down the lane, and timeout called. As Chloe turned the corner, Coach Atkinson calls timeout. We'll take a timeout with him. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
1:15 to go in the ball game. Johnson Brock trailing Bancroft Rosalie 44-42. Johnson Brock ball on the baseline underneath their own basket here. Chloe Weiss to trigger. Everybody on a corner of the lane. Lob it out top. Catch made. Now over Ottoman. Three ball from the wing. Off the rim. No. Weiss with the weak side rebound. Spins out now to Pelican. Back to Weiss. Dribbling in. Back to Pelican. Three ball up on the way. Off the glass. No. Rebound brought down by Samron Dick with a minute to go. Johnson Brock will have to commit two fouls to put him on the line, and the ball is dribbled out of bounds on the sideline. They pressured Sammer and Dick, and she dribbled the ball out of bounds. Probably the only weakness I've really seen is just it's not great ball handling by Bancroft Rosalie. And here's the ball tipped away, but it is recovered. Good anticipation by Addison James. Johnson Brock, 51 seconds, into Ottoman, double team, it's up, it won't go, but a whistle and a foul will put the junior at the free throw line to shoot two. Foul on Kennedy McLean, her fourth, team foul number four of the quarter. Ottoman at the line, 21 points in the ball game. The junior fires, it's up, it's good. 44-43. seconds to go for the tie. It's up, it's good. 44 all. 48 seconds to go. And now up the floor. Bancroft Rosalie. Coach Rod Peters says, hold it out. They're tied. They're going to play for the win, maybe? No, Dick's going to take it to the paint. Three ball up. No good from the left wing. Rebound to Bancroft Rosalie. Timeout called by the Panthers. A full timeout with 30.2 seconds to go in a tie ball game in the district final. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Sunny 101.3.
30.2 seconds left, 44 all. Johnson Brock and Bancroft Rosalie scrapping here tonight at the Eagle's Nest in Johnson, a state tournament berth on the line. Inbounding will be Cameron Dick. Looking, lobs it out top, making the catch. Now inside for Therese Morris. She's been in foul trouble last night and stepped out of the game early on. Dick drilling, they get a timeout left, knocked loose by the Eagles. Held ball. Oh, they got a timeout. Oh, my goodness. Coach Mitchell Atkinson can't believe it. Johnson Brock coach is staying traveling. Wanted a held ball, which would have belonged to the Eagles. Timeout. Bancroft Rosalie, 17 seconds to go. Back in 30 on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their ASC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, 44-44, 17.2 seconds to go. Bancroft Rosalie with the basketball, possession arrow in favor of Johnson Brock if they can tie him up. Inbounding will be McKenna James at midcourt. In the backcourt to Dick. They don't have to score a good overtime. James with it. Dick. Eight on the hook, stolen away by Pelican. Lost it, got it back. Oh, underneath is Barron. She couldn't see her. Timeout, Eagles. 4.6 seconds left in this contest. We will stay here this time. Coach Mitchell Atkinson took the timeout. We've got 4.6 seconds to go in the ballgame. Wow. Pelican got the steal and was lost control of the ball for just a second. He had Brooklyn Barron wide open under the bucket, but she was chasing down the ball, trying to keep possession, and it will be the Eagles with a chance to win it here with 4.6 seconds left in this contest. All right. Fun at the old gym tonight. 44-44, 4.6 seconds left in this one. Johnson Brock with the ball. Ready. Inbounding off the baseline. Going to be Chloe Weiss looking for a cutter. Out top, wide open, Pelican goes over the other way. Two on the clock from between the circles. Pelican can't connect. I'm sure that's not what they drew up. We're going to overtime, 44 apiece here at Johnson. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2000. 2908. Health First Pharmacy at 645 G Street in Pawnee City will be moving soon to 540 G Street. They are proudly offering the same services, including MedSync and vaccination. Don't worry, Health First Pharmacy still has you covered during this transition to their new location. And they are super excited to launch a new free children's vitamin program at their new location's grand opening. Health First Pharmacy in Pawnee City. Keep pharmacy local.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Into overtime we go. Taryn Ottoman wins the tip, sends it back north now to Chloe Weiss, 44-44 in overtime with the basketball. Now the Eagles. Ottoman left side inside to the high post. Weiss had it knocked away, got it back. Out top, Ottoman back to Daly Pelican through traffic. Shot rejected. Coming down with it, McKenna James. James to the front court, passes down to Kennedy McLean, drives in, gives the ball up, shot up, Morris, no good. Out of there comes Weiss with the basketball. Into the free throw area, pass around Ottoman, three ball, right side of the circle, won't go. Rebound comes down to McKenna James. She's had a good ball game. Up the floor, in trouble, throws it. Oh, that's traveling, and there's the call. So it went cross court to Tyrese Morris. She couldn't get a good grip on the ball, and when she did, she had too many steps going, and the Eagles get it back, and Pelican out of the game for Johnson Brock. Brooklyn Buckmeyer back in the contest here. All right, Sacred Heart wins. They'll go to the state tournament next week in Class D2. They won 60-41 tonight over Dundee County Scranton after a tough one-point first half. The other way we go with an Ottoman with the basketball off the left side, bringing it around. Now inside Weiss at the high post. Ottoman beyond the arc into Weiss, got hacked in the arm, no call there. And traveling, the ball comes out to Brooklyn Barron. The pass down low at her feet, and as she tried to gather the basketball, she was moving the feet. And now here come the Panthers with the ball, looking for a lead. High post, it goes to Morris, back outside to make the shooting to James. McKenna James looking, guarded by Weiss all over. Possession arrow to the Panthers now. Weiss in there with it on Dick. Dick drives through, passes off. Here's a floater up, and two hops in the rim, won't go. Rebound off of the Panthers out of bounds. Cameron Dick touched it last between two Eagle rebounders, and Johnson Brock gets it. We played down to the 2:10 mark. No score here in the overtime. Brooklyn Barons, right side, Ottoman. Inside Weiss, drives down the right side of the lane. Cut off there. Ottoman in the paint, left hand, but won't go off the glass. Rebound, Barons, shot, and a foul. She'll go to the line to shoot two. The fouls continue here in the overtime. Foul on the Bancroft-Rosalie squad will put Brooklyn Barons at the line. Foul is on Kyrie Morris, her fourth. That's team foul number five. Barons' free throw is off the mark. The Eagles now 9-for-19 at the free throw line in the ballgame. Bancroft-Rosalie is only 2-of-4. Free throw up, and it won't go. Rebound, Ottoman had it, lost, tipped away, and now the outlet nearly taken away. We're still tied, 1:50 to go. Layup at the other end, good. James, that's McKenna James with the bucket, and the assist to Cameron Dick, and the lead back to the Panthers. Weiss directing traffic. Top of the key. Ottoman with it against the zone defense. 90 seconds. A long three off the mark. No. Rebound. Nobody can catch up with it. It squirts out of bounds on the sideline. And it will be Johnson Brock on the defense. Down by two, 46-44. All right, traffic up the floor, and from behind they chase, get the ball down to Morris, and it's up, it's good. Tyrese Morris hits the first 2 points since the second quarter, 48-44. Johnson Brock, a minute five, they shoot the ball. Barron with it, gets it to Buckmeyer. Left side, now holding around the perimeter we go. Weiss for three, it's a high arcing shot, short, no good. Barron tips it out with 53 seconds, ran down by Knippelmeyer. Over to Ottoman, long three, good! We're in a one-point ball game. Ottoman with 25 in the game. Timeout with 46.7 seconds to go. Johnson Brock down a point. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hall Funeral Chapel, a full-service funeral home offering services, monument sales, and cremations with ownership in Southeast Nebraska Crematory. You will find compassionate friends that assist families from every walk of life to create a unique ceremony, no matter how big or small, that reflects on your loved one's life. Hall Funeral Chapel, with locations in Falls City, Auburn, and Johnson, works to spare your family any unnecessary pain. Call owner and funeral director Todd Deerberger 24 hours a day at 274-3131 or 245. 3131.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here. I missed a couple of points from Johnson Brock, but right now I know the score is 48-47. Bancroft Rosalie with a one-point advantage. Full court pressure by Johnson Brock. And inbound on the Johnson Brock end. Looking long. And they're going to throw it to near midcourt. And it's taken away. Johnson Brock with it. Pelican ended up with the basketball. There's no way Tyrese Morris could not make a clean catch of the ball. Dropped it. Pelican got it. And then a foul on the Panther on Addison Jane, her third at the line. The freshman, Daly Pelican, to shoot two. It's up. Good, we're tied. 48-48, our 11th tie of the ball game. Pelican looking for the lead with 45 seconds to go in the overtime. Up. Short, no. Rebound. And a foul on the rebound on Johnson Brock. Foul, I believe, on Knippelmeyer. Let's see. They'll put it up here. Yes, Natalie picks up her fourth foul on Johnson Brock. No free throws yet. And to the front court now, over and back. Yes, they threw the ball back to Dick. He had not established front court position, and it's over and back. Johnson gets it with 35 seconds to go, 48 apiece. Inbounding back court to Brooklyn Barron. Everybody in a corner of the lane for Johnson Brock. 30 seconds and counting down, a tie ball game in one overtime so far. Barron moving left. Oh, what, 5 seconds? He's got to kick in here. He's got it, gets it away. I've lost track of the timeout. Chloe Weiss bumped, and the ball goes out of bounds. They say it's off of the Panthers. 12.9 seconds left. Weiss inbound in front of her bench. 20 feet up off the baseline on the left side of the Florida Pelican. Daly over the right side to Brooklyn Barons. 9 on the clock, 8. Pelican moves down the right side, shot on the way for 3, too short, no, rebound ahead, and the shot is away, it's off the rim, it would not have counted anyway. Hey, guess what, more free basketball, double overtime at Johnson, the Eagles' desk, back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Pelican's Meat Processing, 208 Main Street in Johnson, is a proud supporter of the Johnson Brock Eagles. Sends out this reminder about high school athletics. Win with character and lose with dignity, regardless of the team. Permit only positive sportsmanlike behavior to reflect on your school. Go Eagles!
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic are pleased to announce their newest medical staff member, Celeste Jones, PAC. Celeste is no stranger to our community and brings a wealth of knowledge to Family Medicine Clinic with over 21 years of healthcare experience. Celeste will start seeing patients February 26th. To make an appointment, call Family Medicine Clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City, online at cmcfc.org.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Big night of the Eagles and St. John's. We're going to double overtime, 48-48. Tara Ottman in there to jump it up against Therese Morris. Johnson Brock controls the tip again. 48 apiece. We have had 11 ties. We have had 7 lead changes. Bice, top of the key, off to Pelican. 4 fouls on Natalie Knippelmeyer for Johnson Brock. 4 fouls on Kyrie Morris and Kendi McClain for the Panthers. Johnson Brock playing catch against the zone out top. Pelican left side now to Knippelmeyer. Right side to Bice. Pelican high post. Barron down the lane up and no, but a whistle and a foul. She'll go to the line to shoot 2 free throws. This foul will go on who? That's going to be on Carice Morris. She fouls out. That's not going to work. Okay. Well, we'll go back to a different color here. I only traditionally carry 5 colors of pins to keep track here. So now I'm in trouble. We're in our 6th period. Carice Morris fouls out with 8 points with 3:25 in the second overtime. Brooklyn Barron's at the line to shoot 2. Up. Off the mark. No good. Johnson Brock is 10 of 23 at the line. Bancroft Rosalie in the game. 2 for 4. That's all the free throws they've shot. 2 for 4. For the lead. Off the mark. Back iron. No good. And the rebound picked up by Samer and Dick. In trouble. Nobody stayed back to help her. Now she's across court to McClain. And Chloe Bice. They call a timeout. We have a foul. Chloe Bice is on the floor. She hit the deck going for that ball. Time call. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Sunny 101.3.
48 apiece here in the second overtime. The Johnson tonight. Chloe Bice. They're looking at her right leg, the trainer down there working with her. She went after that high pass, ended up on the deck in front of the scorer's table. I didn't see exactly what happened. All right, the Panthers have the ball, backcourt, in the hand of Addison James. Now driving up into the paint, kick it out, long two-pointer, no good for McClain. Rebound, the Eagles couldn't hang on to it. Off of Brooklyn Buckmeyer, it goes out of bounds. Buckmeyer, Barron's, Ottoman. Also in there is Knippelmeyer. And Pelican, and a steal by Pelican. 3 minutes to go and another Johnson Brock steal. Up the floor, Ottoman in the corner, left side, Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer dribbles out, passes the ball away to Barron, back to Buckmeyer. Elbow beyond the three-point line. Holds it. Back, she plays catch out there with Natalie Knippelmeyer. Buckmeyer thought about loading a long one up. Bounce pass and down the lane. Barron's layup is good. Down the right side. Really wasn't a layup, but she got it where it needed to go. That's 8 for her. And it's now Johnson Brock leading. The first time they've had the lead in a while. 50-48, Johnson Brock. To the front court, cross court with it is Samarin Dick. Pass down low in the corner. McLean back out top. McKenna James to the top. J.S. Schneider passes out to the wing. Driving, shooting, and scoring. Two more for McKenna James. She's got eight, and we're tied at 50. Tied up at 50. Here we go. 1:50 to go. Second overtime. Move the ball to the left side. Into Ottoman. Double team. Knocked down. Gets the ball away. Out. And a shot away. No good by Knippelmeyer. Loose ball rebound. Picked up. Shot by Johnson. Brocked by Buckmeyer. Won't go. We got a whistle. We got a foul on Bancroft Rosalie here, I believe. Foul will go. I don't have that number. She's already fouled out. Oh, reverse, I bet they do. Yes, 52, not 25. Okay, I see. Again, we're across from the scorer's table. Free throw up and rattles, and it goes. Third point of the overtime now for Brooklyn Barons in overtime number two. 1:34 to go. Up and she hands it. Two in a row for Brooklyn Barons. She's got all four Johnson Brock points. They're up by two. 52-50. 1:30 to go. Lob pass up the floor. Tip, but it goes in. Now it's going to be Dick in the lane. No! Rebound picked off out of there by Brooklyn Buckmeyer. To Pelican. To Barons. To Ottoman. Back. They play catch to the front court. Terran Ottoman. Eventually they will have to come foul. Up the floor, Ottoman double team. Timeout called by Johnson Brock in the second overtime. Eagles up 52-50. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
It would be interesting if Johnson Brock wins the game on those last two free throws made by Brooklyn Barons. The Eagles on the ball game, 12 out of 24 at the free throw line. However, Bancroft Rosalie is just 2 for 4 at the line. They have not considered, they're not going to be unhappy. They're not going to be happy after this game is over with that free throw discrepancy, even though it's only an 8-point difference it makes. Up the floor, Johnson Brock, 1 minute to go. With it. Pelican down the lane, off the glass, no rebound, and here comes the Panthers, driving it all the way up, off the glass, too strong for McKenna James. Foul on the rebound on, I think it's going to be on Johnson Brock, going to be on Daly Pelican. Daly picks up her third foul, and free throws now at the line for the first time tonight, Jaya Schneider. Free throw up. Got it. It's set on a flat iron on the back, and it fell in. 52-51, 50 seconds to go in the second overtime here at Johnson. Once again, Jay Schneider, no field goals. Free throw up, and good again. She made a move, and we are tied at 52 with 50 seconds to go. Timeout on the floor with 50 seconds left. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
It's 52 for Johnson Brock. It's 52 for Bancroft Rosalie. Chloe Weiss has one of those sleeves now on her left knee, but she's back in the ball game for the Eagles for ball handling help, if nothing else. She'll inbound it. No pressure here by the Panthers. They're sitting back in a zone, it looks like. I can't believe that. 52 apiece. I guess they're tied. They're not behind, so I guess it's okay. Weiss out top. Plays catch left side with Knippelmeyer. Back in the middle. Weiss, Pelican out of the game. Looking at the high post for Brooklyn Barons. They're playing right in front of her. 27 seconds. I have no idea what the timeout situation is. We've taken a lot of it in this game. They don't have it up on the board how many each team has. I need to keep track, but I've lost track. Weiss to the left wing now. 15-14. Weiss looking. Down low is Ottoman. They go right side instead to Buckmeyer. Underneath Barron. Shoots it new. Rebound to Schneider on the run. And a throw up at the buzzer. And guess what, boys and girls? Triple overtime in Johnson at the Eagles' nest. Samarin Dick threw it up. She made one of those at the end of the third quarter. This one, no. 52-52. We're going to a third overtime after this 1 minute timeout.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
The tip controlled by Johnson Brock. Samarin Dick tried to sneak around and steal it. She knew it was coming. She bumped into Chloe Weiss, knocked her down. Eagle fans wanted a foul, didn't get it. Barron's to Weiss, 52 all. Inside Ottoman, back out to Barron's, now to Weiss. Barron to the right side of the circle. Free throw line extended beyond the three-point line. Off the right side. Give the ball to Weiss again. Playing the post inside. It goes to Barron. Sneaks around a defender. And her bounce pass across the lane to Ottoman. Stolen away. Taken by McKenna James. Up the floor. A drive and a layup at the other end. Good by Jaya Schneider. Her first field goal of the ball game. And now 54-52, that's the first time they've had the lead since the other overtime. Into Ottoman, knocked away, Taren can't hang on to it. Here comes Samarin Dick with the basketball. Up the floor, pull-up jumper, no, rebound, out of bounds, off of the Panthers. Johnson Brock basketball, 2:52 to go, the Eagles down by two. All right, here we go. With the Weiss to the front court. Chloe off the right side to Buckmeyer. Left side with it now is Natalie Knippelmeyer. Weiss in, out to Buckmeyer. Back in the middle, Brooklyn Barons. Right side, Weiss dribbles back toward the middle. Now loads up a three, short off Ottoman. Rebound picked up there by McLean. And back, we're going to have the ball got lost, but caught and a layup for Kennedy McLean. She's got nine, and the lead is four. Up by four. Now the Eagles, they need to score. 2:13 to go in the third overtime. Break it in. A ball knocked loose. Stolen by Bancroft Rosalie. Headed up the floor. They kick it to the right side in the hands of Addison James. Back out top to McKenna James. Now they're going to spread the floor. Set up at the old four corners with a player at the free throw line. Everybody else in the corner of the floor at the baseline and in midcourt. Dribbling in, they give it in, and now back out top. McKenna James. They're going to make the Eagles foul, and the foul is on Brooklyn Buckmeyer, her second of the game. Now we'll see if indeed Bancroft Rosalie can make free throws. They are 4-for-6 in the ball game. McKenna James at the line for the first time tonight. McKenna James to shoot two. Could make it a 6-point lead if she knocks them both down. It's up, it's in, it's out, no good. He will have another. All right. Bailey Pelican up there to check out the shooter. 4-point lead, a minute 41 to go. Free throw up and good. The lead is 5. Now, here comes the Eagles. Ottoman, 3-ball, knocks it down again. He's got at least 28 points in the game. I'm missing two somewhere. 55-57. And now a steal. A steal and a foul. Making the steal was Brooklyn Barron. She headed up the floor with a full head of steam, got tripped foul, and she is slow getting up. She's going to lift to the other end and shoot two free throws. The foul is called on McKenna James, her fourth. Now, Brooklyn made her last two. She has 10 points in the ball game. She is holding her left calf. Limps up to the line. All right. Minute 20 to go. A 2-point Bancroft Rosalie lead. Barron's left-hander, no. Won't go. Look good going in. Made 4. 4 out of 12 on the line. Barron's ready. Got it. It's a 1-point ball game. 57-56. Bancroft Rosalie with the lead. 1:18 to go. Now top, a steal by Pelican. Pelican with the steal, heads up the floor. Bounce pass, Ottoman layup. No good. Contact, and now a foul on the rebound. Oh, that is too bad. Pelican had a tough catch, or excuse me, Ottoman had a tough catch, and was just a little too far underneath the basket. The foul on Brooklyn Barron's her second. Now with a minute 6 to go, we'll go down to the other end. That's going to put Samron Dick at the free throw line. He not scored in any of the overtime. Free throw up, no. The best she can do is make it a 2-point lead at the line here. Third overtime of Johnson Brock in the district final. It's on the way up and good. 2-point lead. 1 out of 2, 58-56, timeout by the Eagles, I believe. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
At Nehalem County Hospital, we're here to remind you that prevention is powerful. February is a month that goes beyond chocolates and roses. It's National Cancer Prevention Month, dedicated to raising awareness about the importance of early detection, healthy living, and the fight against cancer. Never underestimate the power of prevention and early detection. We encourage you to schedule annual medical checkups and embrace an active lifestyle, including making healthy food and drink choices. Stay proactive, and remember, there is always hope.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, we're in our third overtime. Johnson Brock trailing by 2, 58-56. With a minute 6 to go, here's Johnson Brock on their home floor tonight, trying to get back to the state tournament for the second consecutive year. It is Eagle basketball after the made free throw by Bancroft Rosalie. They're going to have a very nice bus ride home, or a very sad bus ride home. Bice brings the ball in to Natalie Knippelmeyer. Bice on the right side, skips it over Knippelmeyer, into Ottoman, knocked away, but fouled. And that may be McKenna James. If it is, that's five. No, it's not McKenna James. Oh, my. Usually when I saw her, it's on 52. Jaya Schneider picks up her third and back to the line. Ottoman. Free throw up and works. 1 point game. 58-57. Johnson Brock down by one. Ottoman. 59.5 seconds to go. On the way up, and she nails it. We're tied again. 58 apiece. And the inbound is knocked away. And Johnson Brock trying to get it, but they didn't. All right, 58-58. Ottoman made that free throw. And now it is James driving in. Shot blocked. Blocked by SC Eagles by Natalie Knippelmeyer. 48 seconds to go in the ball game. In the third overtime. Timeout Johnson Brock. I believe they've got one more after this. 58 apiece, 44 seconds to go. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, I got a little room left on the score sheet in some areas. We go to another overtime, it's going to be tough, but we'll get it figured out. I might have to start bringing a second score sheet. I don't know. At any rate, Johnson Brock has the basketball in a tie ball game. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 ties now. 9 lead changes. Vice near midcourt, but front court gets it in to Natalie Knippelmeyer. Back to Chloe Vice. Chloe, junior. Off he goes. They play catch. 34. Clock winding down. Coach Mitchell Atkinson down directing traffic. Pack back in a zone. They're playing on the side of Ottoman, trying to keep her from away from the basketball. 20 seconds to go. The catch game between Knippelmeyer and Vice continues. They move in a little bit. Pelican on the other side. Now they're directing traffic. They get it to Vice. 9 on the clock. Off to Pelican. Timeout called by Coach Atkinson. With 8.3 seconds to go, I believe that's the Eagles' final timeout in the third overtime. We'll take one more 30-second break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We've got 8.3 seconds left in our third overtime period. We have a 58-58 tie between the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles and the Bancroft Rosalie Panther Girls. The winner going to the state tournament next week. The loser going to start track on Monday, I guess. All right, Eagle ball, front court on the sideline. Vice needs help. Gets it in to Ottoman. Back to Vice. Loads up a three. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound chased down. And a ball on the way. Off the backboard. That almost went in. Fourth overtime coming up at Johnson, 58-58. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
All right, we're ready to jump it up again. Johnson Brock and Bancroft Rosalie don't want their season to end. We're at 58-58. We're going to our fourth overtime period. Audubon will jump it up against J.S. Schneider. And I'll tell you what's happening. Samarin Dick is trying to get position behind one Johnson Brock person. She can go back and steal that back tip that she tried last time. The referee said, no, no, you can't do that. She tried it again but couldn't get there. Audubon to Chloe Weiss. Chloe now with the basketball is going to be Bailey Pelican. She'll be at the point in the middle against the zone. Weiss drives across the lane, fires it over to Knippelmeyer on the sideline. Back to Pelican. Now over to Weiss on the left side. I don't think the coach, here's a three-pointer for Pelican. Oh, my, didn't want that. Saved in. No, she's on the line. Oh, that's unfortunate. Natalie Knippelmeyer saved it in, but she got her toe on the line before she got in the air. So it goes over to Bancroft Rosalie. They are without Carice Morris, who fouled out with 3:50 to go. At some point, the ball game might have lost track now. And now we've got a foul on the Eagles. Chloe Weiss trying to make a steal. Now, wait a minute. We're pointing. Weiss with the foul. She got sandwiched between a couple of players. Chloe called for her second. And that's going to put McKenna James at the line to shoot two. Up. Good. James now with 9 points. 59-50 to the 320 mark. Up. Rattles and goes in. She made them both. Alright, here come the Eagles with the basketball. Front court, Bice back to Pelican. Pelican driving, into the paint she goes, off the glass! No! Rebound to Barron. What? Pelican ended up knocked to the floor, out of bounds. Barron's got the rebound and she's going to the free throw line again. Brooklyn not really enjoying herself at the free line. The foul is on Jaya Snyder, her fourth. She is the second player, third player with four fouls now. The free throw is good. One, two, three, four out of five now since we got into these overtime periods for Brooklyn Barons. 60-59, 60-60 as she makes them both. Tied again. Here we go the other way. Inside to Schneider. Back out top. Thinking about it was Dick. She thought better of it. She'll get the ball out between the circles. Inside now, a long 20-footer or better. Three-pointer now, rebound, out of bounds, off of the Eagles. The Eagles had the inside position. Schneider right there scrapping with it. They could not hang on to it. So now they inbound. Schneider blocked by Audubon, and it comes down to the hands of Brooklyn Barons. A big block. Audubon ahead now. It's Pelican. Can't connect on a little three-footer. Rebound. Here comes Bancroft Rosalie the other way. Throw the middle to Schneider. Cross the lane. Off the hands of one Panther. Caught saving it is Dick. Now out to the midcourt circle. They'll reset the offense with James. Tied at 60. 2:20 to go in the fourth overtime. district final. Bouncing it, it goes to Schneider. It went off the leg of a Panther. Holy cow. The Eagles can't get a loose ball to come their way here. With it, out top, Addison James. Schneider thought about a long one. That's not her shot, I don't believe. They give her the ball. She's dribbling the wrong way. Comes back. Gives the ball now to Sammer and Dick with a minute 55 to go. Dick tries. Did she travel? Wow. No ball. She throws it off the glass. Good. She's got 20 points. 62-60 the other way. Ottoman. Device on the right side to Ottoman. Give it down low. Barron's in the paint. Goes up and she's fouled. And that's number 5 on Schneider. No doubt about who that one was on. With a minute 37, overtime number 4, Jaya Schneider fouls out with 4 points. That is a big one. The 2 post players for Bancroft Rosalie are now on the bench, fouled out, and Brooklyn Barron's is up limping again. She got dinged earlier in this ball game, her left leg, and right now she's hurting. Walking it off, as you say. I don't have any dirt in her to rub on it, I guess. She's got to walk it off. Barron's back at the line. Made 2 in a row a moment ago. Her squad down 62-60. Short. No good. She'll get another one. The Eagles 15 of 30 and now 17 of 33 on the night of the line. 137 to go up. Good. Barron makes that one. We got a 1-point ball game, 62-61. Barron's leaves the ball game with a minute 37 to go. Now, Buckmeyer's in there. Vice, Ottoman, Pelican, and also Knippelmeyer is playing with 4 fouls. Here's a drive. Blocked again. Good job there by Buckmeyer for the Eagles with the block. 62-61. Inbounding will be Samron Dick with 20 points from the baseline. Looked. Comes out top, and it was nearly swiped away. Handling it now, Addison James. 4th overtime, if you're just joining us, you have missed a terrific ball game. Biggest lead was 6 for Bancroft Rosalie and 5 for Johnson Brock. Here's a drive, a pull-up shot. No, rebound brought down by Knippelmeyer. Needs help with a minute 6, gets it away. Device to Knippelmeyer. Down 1 are the Eagles. Vice. Up, left side, gives the ball out, and it's Pelican to the hole. Too strong, up, rebound on the deck. Picked up by the Panthers. Oh, nearly a travel there. Coach Mitchell Atkinson says go foul him, and Vice will foul from behind with 47 seconds left in the game. That will put at the line Samron Dick, who is our leading scorer in the ball game and for the season. She has made 2 out of 4 at the line in the ballgame. I've got her 4. Has 20 points. Most she can do is make it a 3-point lead. It's up. It's good. 63-61. Bancroft Rosalie. 4th overtime. And here's Brooklyn Barron's back in now for Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Points have been hard to come by for the Eagles. There we go. For a 3-point lead, it's up. It's going to rattle in. Good. And it's a 3-point lead, 64-61. Timeout on the floor with 47 seconds to go. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Marcus with Heller Martial Arts. In addition to our taekwondo, kickboxing, and Krav Maga courses, we also offer self-defense seminars for your business or group. Seminars can be tailored to your needs, and we can do them on location. You can also have your next birthday party at our location. Let us host and entertain with games, activities, and board breaks. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
64-61, Johnson Brock trailing in the 4th overtime now to Bancroft Rosalie. Brooklyn Barron's does not have a 3-pointer tonight, but capable. 3-pointer for Natalie Knippelmeyer. Chloe Weiss has won several for Taryn Ottoman in the ballgame. who has 30 points. The Eagles rolling the ball up, but we got a lot of time, 47 seconds. Bias will pick it up in the front court, in the midcourt circle. She'll drive right out. Pelican for three on the rim. No, and the rebound out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say Bias knocked it away from the Panthers. And now 38.9 left. Into the game comes Buckmeyer. Out goes Pelican. Inbounding will be the Panthers. They look. They get the ball in to McKenna James. Up the floor she comes. Midcourt. Nobody's fouled yet. 33 seconds to go. You got to get it. Oh, they throw it away. They threw it too high across the floor. Hit the scorer's table. Oh, my. McKenna James got caught over here, lost her dribble, and threw the ball too high. Out of bounds. 30 seconds to go. The lead is three. The Eagles taking their time. Where's Ottoman? To give the ball up, and now it's going to be down the lane. Bice up, won't go. Rebound to Barron. Turnaround up, no, but a foul with 17.6 seconds left. Foul on Bailey Murphy. I believe he said three. That's her fourth foul. And back at the line, once again, Brooklyn Barron's. Lefty on the way, up and good. It's a two-point ball game, 64-62. 17.6 left in the fourth overtime. Second one up, and it won't go. Rebound, Ottoman. Ottoman held ball, and that's going to go to Bancroft Rosalie. She couldn't get rid of the ball, and there were two Panthers there, and they got a hand on it. And now with 14.8, the lead is two. And the Eagles are going to have to foul again. Into the game again, Kendra Podette, a freshman who was in earlier. Inbounding Dick, and the pass tipped, and the Panthers have it, and they probably stepped out of bounds. They stepped out of bounds down here just across midcourt. 12 seconds to go. The lead is two. Holy cow. Two big mistakes, the last two possessions for Bancroft Rosalie. Bice with 12 on the clock. You got to get up the floor, girls. And a bump and a foul. The foul on the freshman, Baudette. Her first. And they fouled who? They foul Natalie Knippelmeyer, who has not been to the line tonight. 8.5 to go. They need it. It's up. It's good. 1 point ball game. 63-64. Can we get to overtime number five? 8.5 seconds to go at the line. Once again, Natalie Knippelmeyer, senior, fires. Rim, no. Rebound brought down. Picked up. Five on the clock. You got a foul, girls. You got a foul, and they do. But 5 seconds on nearly ran off that clock. And now Johnson Brock down by one in real trouble. At the free throw line, I believe, is going to be Addison James. 1 for 2 at the line. The foul was on Brooklyn Barron, her third. A chance to make it a 3-point game with a pair of free throws here. First one on the way up. No. Now you can make it a 2-point game at best, and Johnson Brock, any shot they would have, would probably give them a win. It's probably going to be 3-point range. All right, 3.8. Addison James at the line, ready, spins it, fires it, got it. That actually may help Johnson Brock. Time Eagles with 3.8 seconds left in the fourth overtime. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Frontier Bank has a promotional CD rate offering 5.25% APY on a 7-month CD or 5.10 APY on a 13-month CD. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required. Frontier Bank has a variety of savings options and would love to visit with you to find the best option for you. You can also visit frontier.bank for additional information. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Come for the rate and stay for the security. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
teams have made five free throws in this fourth overtime. Unfortunately, Johnson Brock does not have a field goal in this overtime. A field goal made by Samron Dick to give her 20 points in the game is the difference right now. It's going to be full court pressure by Bancroft Rosalie. Inbounding will be Brooklyn Buckmeyer. All right, they have to go full length of the floor. Bring it in. Vice heads up the floor, and it's knocked away, and the shot is on the way. It's no good. And in four overtime, the win goes to Bancroft Rosalie, 65-63. They defeat Johnson Brock in four overtimes here tonight at the Eagles Nest and advance to the state tournament next week in Lincoln. Congratulations, Bancroft Rosalie. Johnson Brock will finish the year 21-3. Two of those losses in overtime. We'll take a 2-minute break, be back, and wrap this one up on Sunny 101.3.
Man City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country partisan superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Life moves fast, and so does F&M Bank. Have you downloaded our convenient mobile banking app? With our app, F&M Bank is now in your pocket with 24/7 access anytime, anywhere. Check balances, transfer funds, and even pay bills with just a tap. F&M Bank's mobile app transforms banking into a seamless experience. Download the F&M Bank app today and take charge of your finances while experiencing banking at your fingertips. Because your time is precious, and so is your money. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
Back again. Way welcome you back here to the Eagles Nest in Johnson, Nebraska, where the Bancroft Rosalie Panthers just knocked off the fourth seeded number four ranked Johnson Brock Eagles tonight, 65-63 in quadruple overtime. That means four overtimes. Surprised I remember such big words. What a game. It was 10-10 after the first quarter. We should have known right then and there it was going to be wild. 24-19, Johnson Brock led by five at halftime. You kind of thought, well, maybe they got things in hand. Bancroft Rosalie fought back to take a two-point lead after three quarters. We were tied at 44 after regulation. By the way, our post-game show is brought to you by Farm Bureau Service of Fall City and Auburn. See Jake or Tosh Arm Connect. It's your future. Let them protect it. After one overtime, it was 48 apiece. After the second overtime, 52 apiece. After the third overtime, 58 apiece. And then it was Bancroft Rosalie with one field goal and five free throws in the fourth overtime. Johnson Brock could not get a field goal and made five free throws. Free throws are a story in this ball game. Bancroft Rosalie hit 10 out of their 14 free throw attempts. after regulation, they were just 2-for-4. In the overtime periods, they went a total of 8-for-10, including 5-of-6 in the fourth overtime. For Johnson Brock, they, in regulation, went 9-of-18 at the free throw line, and they end up for the game 20-of-37, going 11-for-19 in the four overtimes. But 20 sounds like a lot, but you miss 17, that's just over 50%. And if they made some of those free throws, probably could have been a different story in this ball game tonight. But I'll tell you what, the defense was terrific for both teams. It was absolutely a great defensive effort by both teams. Hustle, bang, and the officials let them play. And it was fair all around. I'm sure fans on both sides thought there were plenty of things that could have been called that weren't. Some things were called they thought shouldn't have been. But what a terrific ball game. Scoring tonight for Johnson Brock. Leading the way, Karen Ottoman. I had her at 30 points in the ball game tonight. Double-digit rebounds as well. I had 15 for Brooklyn Barons in the contest tonight. Daily Pelican had 7. 7 for Natalie Knippelmeyer for Johnson Brock. 2 for Brooklyn Buckmeyer. And 3 for Chloe Weiss. For Bancroft Rosalie, they are led by Samron Dick, who had 22 points. McKenna James had 11. 9 points for Kennedy McLean. 8 points for Addison James. 8 for Tyrese Morris before she fouled out. 4 points for Jaya Schneider before she fouled out. And 3 for Kendra Baudet for their total of 65. 65-63, your final score. Bancroft Rosalie with the win. For Johnson Brock tonight, final game of their careers for Anna Lillinus, 5'5 senior. Also, Natalie Knippelmeyer finishes her career for Johnson Brock High. She's a 5'8 senior. Going to play a lot of basketball. Laney Knippelmeyer was in the game, 5'9 senior. Also, 3 seniors for Johnson Brock playing their final game, trying to get back to state tournament for a second consecutive year. Just fell short tonight in 4 overtimes, 65-63, your final score. Our stats summary brought to you by Farm Bureau Service of Fall City and Auburn. See Jake or Tosh Arm Connect. It's your future. Let them protect it. And, of course, our sponsor for all of our basketball action is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska, for parts and sales and service. They also serve you from 5 locations in Northeast Kansas. What a heck of a ball game. And a reminder, I'll be right back here in the same spot tomorrow night. The Johnson Brock boys are playing in the district finals tomorrow night. They are now, I believe, 24-0 on the year. I've lost track. And won 32 in a row, dating back to last year when they won the state title in D1. They're ranked number 1, and they are going to play for the right to go back to the state tournament tomorrow night, 7 o'clock tip-off as they take on Elmwood Murdoch. We'll have the game live for you here on Sunny 101.3. And congratulations to Fall City Sacred Heart girls. They won tonight. Final score in the Irish contest tonight. Sacred Heart won it by a final score of 60-41. Game was at halftime. It was just a 1-point lead, but it was 29-28. They controlled the second half and got the win. They'll be in the state tournament playing next week. We'll let you know a lot more about that as we get ready for state tournament basketball next week on Sunny 101.3 in the girls' state tournament. Well, that's going to wrap it up here tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night with Johnson Brock boys in the district final against Elmwood Murdoch. Joining for that action, we'll be on the air at about 6:50 or so. Well, that's going to wrap it up from Johnson Brock and the Eagles Nest, 65-63 and 4 overtime is the final. We'll talk to you tomorrow night, everybody. Good night.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to mscsports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.